This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Star Farm Network News. In the headlines, Barbados' vaccination program officially gets underway. Barbados' Seek and Save initiative has reached just over 37,000 homes so far. The island records 43 new cases of COVID-19. And in Trinidad and Tobago, two people have been charged in connection with Andrea Barat's murder. Good morning. With the details, I'm Wendy Burke. Barbados' vaccination program has officially started, with coordinator of the National Vaccination Campaign reporting that about 30 people so far have received the jab, including himself. Major David Clark, speaking during last evening's COVID-19 update press conference, explained that the program will be rolled out in a tiered system, with static stations and mobile teams operating to vaccinate frontline workers.
We'll have a number of teams operating out of those polyclinics. Every polyclinic has a senior health sister who manages the system. And what we have done is we have capacity built that so that we can have vaccination teams at the polyclinic. We can have satellite teams. We can have mobile teams. We can have drive-through teams. And we will have a static team. And it's going to be very much based on where the population is based. We also have different categories of people to be vaccinated. Of course, we must first show our governance structure. We must also look at our safety and security. And we will be rolling out with the Barbados Defense Force, the police, all those frontline workers that are essential for the functioning of our economy.
Meantime, Barbados' Seek and Save initiative has reached just over 37,000 homes so far. And Senior Medical Officer Dr. Anton Best says they've identified at least 5 COVID-19 cases in the community through this exercise.
Until yesterday, we identified just over 200 households, which equated to about 236 persons that were symptomatic, possibly symptomatic of COVID. When we dug deeper, we decided to only conduct tests on those who had symptoms, let's say definitely in keeping with COVID, because the initial evaluation would not have been specific enough. We conducted 105 rapid tests as well as standard tests that have been sent to the lab. Out of the 105 rapid tests, 5 have been positive. And those 5 were diagnosed yesterday. I don't have data for today as yet. When those 5 persons were diagnosed, they were informed and they're being transported to isolation facility at Black Mangala.
Dr. Best says, however, this is no cause for alarm.
So we've only done a portion of those that we've identified for testing and that have agreed to be tested by the teams that come out. We cannot, at this point, use this data to extrapolate. No, the numbers aren't raising any red flags. I believe that the project so far is successful in terms of reaching many households. And we will continue testing. We will continue the outreach component as we try to identify persons who are potentially COVID positive. Once we do the testing and they're diagnosed with COVID, we isolate them. We start the contact tracing effort.
Head of the COVID Communications Unit, Ambassador Elizabeth Thompson, disclosed Governor General Dame Sandra Mason has tested negative on her COVID-19 test and she will be taking the vaccine in public. Barbados has recorded 43 new cases of COVID-19 from among 315 tests. The 43 new cases identified yesterday comprised 23 women and 20 men. 18 of them had already been at the Harrison Point isolation facility undergoing assessment to determine whether their positive PCR test result showed that they were in fact newly positive or whether they had COVID-19 in the past and were no longer infectious. The total number of people diagnosed as positive at Dodds Prison is 363. Of these, 361 have recovered and the remaining 2 inmates are included in the active cases. An extension of the lockdown period will not augur well for the small business sector, which has already been severely impacted by the pandemic and the previous lockdown. Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association, Senator Dr. Lynette Holder, tells the Starcom Network News this will result in layoffs of employees. She says many small businesses are already facing challenges with landlords due to being unable to pay their rent.
Businesses are going to be challenged relative to maintaining staff. Some firms have already said to us, especially at the medium level, that they have no more vacation period to tap into. They may very well have to consider laying laid off of staff. I'm getting calls that landlords don't want to negotiate moratoriums at this time. I think the government capitalized financial institutions will try with the moratorium on the loan payments, as well as the credit unions. I know the credit unions traditionally tend to be more member focused, but what's going to happen to the other financial institutions? We don't know.
Chief Executive Officer of the Small Business Association, Senator Dr. Lynette Holder. Meantime, in Jamaica, Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jacqueline Bisador McKenzie says the readjusted curfew, which takes is a necessary intervention and should be a wake-up call for Jamaicans. The national curfew will start at 8 p.m. The measure will remain in place until February 24th.
There's a lot of spread happening in the 20 to 29 age group and the 30 to 39 age group. However, these are not the persons that are getting sick. These persons are interacting and they are being exposed. They are becoming infected. They may have a mild illness. They may have no illness, but they're taking it home to the more elderly persons, the persons who are more likely to have chronic illnesses, and these persons are getting ill and are getting severely ill and are ending up in hospitals. So we need to stop some amount of movement that is happening.
Back at home, as the national lockdown continues, during which fruit and vegetable vendors are prohibited to operate, many farmers continue to battle with excess produce and loss in revenue. However, some farmers have taken to online shopping platforms and delivery services to be able to sell their produce. Lorenzo Harewood, founder and executive director of not-for-profit organization Farm Finders Global Incorporated, which assists farmers in various aspects of business development, tells Starcom Network News since the announcement of the lockdown, they've seen an uptick in business.
We have four farmers that we're doing a pilot with, two in the Christchurch region and two in the St. George region. And the reason why we only started with four, because there is limited capacity in terms of the offtake from the customer base that we also have. So we don't want to get all the farmers and growers on board and then create a glut in terms of storage at our capacity. But for the ones that are on board, it's going pretty good. Today, I can tell you, today being the 8th of February, I think we had roughly between $3,200 in sales today alone. So that already is a significant jump.
Founder and Executive Director Lorenzo Harewood of Farm Finders Global, Inc. In Trinidad and Tobago, two people have been charged in connection with the Andrea Barrett murder. More in this report.
Director of Public Prosecutions Roger Gaspard has given directions to charge two suspects with the murder of 23-year-old Andrea Barrett. The advice from the DPP, which came on Wednesday evening, is that 24-year-old Negus George of 7th Street, Gooding Trees, Malaba, Arima, be charged with murder, and his common-law wife, 37-year-old Giselle Hobson, be charged with receiving stolen goods. Two other suspects, Andrew Morris and Joel Belcon, who were linked to Andrea's kidnapping, died at hospital earlier this week after they were involved in scuffles with the police during their arrests.
Prosecutors in the U.S. state of Georgia are investigating attempts by former President Donald Trump to overturn results from last November's election. Mr. Trump was recorded telling the state's top election official to find more than 11,000 votes, enough to give him victory there. The official is heard replying that Georgia's results are correct. Joe Biden's win in Georgia, another swing state, secured him the presidency. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis sent a letter asking state officials to preserve documents, including those relating to the phone call, and saying that a criminal investigation was being carried out. In the months after the election, Mr. Trump made unsubstantiated allegations of widespread electoral fraud and claimed that voters were stolen from him. The call made on the 2nd of January, just 4 days before the U.S. Congress confirmed Mr. Biden's election victory. Recapping our headlines now in the 7:30 edition of The Latest. Barbados's vaccination program officially gets underway. Barbados's Seek and Save initiative has reached just over 37,000 homes so far. The island records 43 new cases of COVID-19, and in Trinidad and Tobago, two people have been charged in connection with the Andrea Barrett murder. That's been the news here on Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group of Companies. I'm Wendy Burke.
And you can listen to the latest news or catch up on news stories at starcomnetwork.net. You may also WhatsApp add me to 256-6397 to receive breaking news. Your next newscast comes your way at 8:30.